When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Describe the ruckus, sir.
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number three, Danny and Dusty on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether it is on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the Fan, or on youtube.com/1080AM, the Fan. Party on, party animals on YouTube. Thanks for partying with us. Danny's out. He is at Trailblazers training camp. They've got that thing going, and they're opening it up to the media. Danny's going to be back tomorrow. We'll dive in to a little bit of Blazers and get some of the rumblings and musings of day one of training camp tomorrow, as well as a bunch of NFL stuff as well. But Will Ortner partying with me today and yesterday as well. Thanks, dude. Yeah, party on, Win.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
You mentioned this. Why wouldn't San Francisco go after Davante Adams?
Right.
And I think they should. They should. Right now, the asking price is reported to be around a second-round pick for Davante Adams. And this is a one-year rental. You're looking at a second-round pick would be late in the second round if you're San Francisco and you're along that line of thinking. They just compile weapon after weapon after weapon, and that's kind of what they do. They treat them like Infinity Stones and just try to eliminate half the NFL every single week. But I think there's one roadblock kind of standing in the way of that deal happening, and it is the Bay Area rivalry. That they may be in Vegas, but Mark Davis knows how much his dad did not like San Francisco and the 49ers and Raiders rivalry. That may, and it's petty, it's stupid, and if they're the ones that'll give you the second round pick, yeah, but we've seen less stand in the way of other teams. And also, if you're San Francisco, how many home runs have they hit in the draft? And they need cheap talent, but I think if it would tell us something, if they're willing to part with the second round pick, they know how close the window is to closing. Mm-hmm. And you also, though, know that now it's now. Brock Purdy isn't making money yet. You got to do, if you're going to do it, you got to do it now. And it would tell you how they think about the injuries to Christian McCaffrey and the long-term viability and durability of Deebo Samuel if they go and they make that move. I tell you one thing, Brandon Ayuk could be pretty pissed about it too.
Well, I mean, at this point, perform and then it won't be an issue. Maybe they won't have to go and get that player. I didn't think about the Bay Area rivalry. That would be a reason why, or at least to demand more, like, hey, it's a second round to everyone, but to the AFC West teams and to the Bay Area, you're going to have to pay at least a first, maybe more. And then it's not worth it. You're right. It's totally not worth it in that situation. It just seems like to me, if you are a contender, right, and you can get out of this contract in 1 year, and even if you don't necessarily have that weakness, like I kind of poo-pooed on the Buffalo Bills thing, it would still be a home run in my eyes if Buffalo went out and signed Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
You know what
they
I mean?
They made a trade for him? Yeah, absolutely.
I was looking through X while we were in the break on a couple different landing spots. There's another one that popped up, and I can't remember if we talked about it or not. You know, CTE affects us all differently. But the Washington Commanders...
I did mention the Commanders. Yeah.
Could be a great spot. See, CTE affects us all different.
Yeah.
This is why
scary Terry McLaurin and yeah, Devontae Adams.
This is why you can't put me as the best man in a wedding. Mm. But if he gets over to Washington, to me they become the immediate favorite to win the East. You look at what they're doing right now. I still feel like as good as they have played the Commanders, there's still a ceiling. Now, it doesn't feel like everything is right in Philadelphia. There's a big hatred towards Sirianni. They're talking about firing him right now, right? When
Ben,
you look at the
you know
Cowboys,
what? That may be one, though, right there. I'm not completely writing off Philly because there could be a bump if you do fire Nick Sirianni. Like,
I'm not writing him off either.
To be completely honest.
Right. I'm not writing him
There's
off
There's a lot
either.
Going on there.
Well, and they have a ton of injury issues as well. They have their best two wide receivers out. So I'm not writing them out either. But if you're the Commanders, especially with a brand new owner, what do we talk about all the time? And I know it's a little bit apples to oranges, but in the NBA, what do new owners do all the time? They go and grab the best players.
Mm-hmm.
Harris, mm-hmm. He's an NBA owner. He owns the 76ers. Why couldn't he just say, I'm going to throw a bunch of money at this problem. I have a quarterback. We got lucky. I trusted my football people, and they picked the right quarterback. Lucky might not be the best word, right? But they hit on a quarterback, and they hit now. It's very clear that he is a star as long as he can stay healthy and continue to progress at the way that Daniels has played. Go make the big splash. Now, all of a sudden, the rest of the division, Dallas hasn't looked great this year. Yep. They have a bunch of injuries on their D-line.
Yep.
You can get out to a big enough lead where then all you have to do is just hold on tight in December and January, and you might be playing meaningful football for the first time in a long time out in Washington.
Yeah, I think it Washington should kick the tires on it, be aggressive, go and do it. I have apprehensions, though, and I think that Cliff Kingsbury would be an interesting guy to get his thoughts on this because of the way that the air raid stylistically, and again, they're not a full-on air raid system.
They're as close as you can be.
The way that conceptually that offense is made, though, mm-hmm. is you don't ever force the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the Graham Harrell and Michael Crabtree. They were magic, man. And you usually have a guy who pops and he shines. But you don't want to have Jaden Daniels start out as efficient and effective as he has with, outside of McLaurin, a bunch of guys that, you know, they're replacement level guys, but they're all really damn smart. Right. And when they have those guys that make the right reads, and on any given play, when you run air raid style, it is within our first three steps, we know exactly what we're going to do. It's very West Coasty offense in that. And it takes, you're going to have some catch up for Devontae Adams, but you don't want Jaden Daniels to feel like he needs to force the ball to him. And that's why I think, like, that would be the big one, is Cliff Kingsbury on board. I'm sure he'd be like, hell yeah, better players make us better as a team, right?
Right.
That would be interesting. But would Devontae Adams want to do that, knowing that, like, yeah, you could win the NFC East. That's great. Do you want a Super Bowl, though? Is that what is making you disgruntled in Las Vegas? And if this is a one-year rental, is that something that is that a spot that you would like to go to? California guy, right? That's why I think both LA teams are also intriguing in this. Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua both hurt. Matthew Stafford could need a guy. They don't have a bunch of cap room, but it'd be a prorated. If you get it for a one-year rental, you keep your window open with Stafford to kind of be effective. Their whole offensive line is banged up, though. They got bigger question marks than just that.
Right.
You know, but if he wants to stay, if he wants to be in California, stay on the West Coast, either one of the LA teams, because right now Justin Herbert threw his helmet on the bench, which is wildly out of uncharacteristic for him.
Right.
They don't have a receiver to throw to. Chargers or Rams, do it. Go.
Right, but they're not gonna trade in division, I don't think.
Yep.
Right.
Don't think that, especially Tom Telesco.
I'd be pretty shocked. But then the other one,
trading him to his former team, by the way, as Telesco now is with the Raiders.
Right.
And he'd be trading him to the Chargers within your division
He's not doing it. You probably despise. But I don't think, like, if you poo-poo the Commanders and Devontae Adams is like, I wouldn't go to the Commanders, why would you go to the Rams? Like, they are all hurt right now. It's not like their defense is that much better than the Commanders' defense. Yeah, you have Stafford, but your offensive line is banged up. The dude is running for his life. He's at the end, you know, of his career.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm Devontae Adams, there doesn't feel like a great fit. Aside from San Francisco, because they put him where he could get the ball a bunch, and they could.
Everything's a great fit.
Right. Everywhere else, there's always going to be a reason to knock it. So I think we're going to truly see where his thought process is, because he feels like he cares about his legacy, right? He cares about winning. He got his money. That was his big complaint in Green Bay. And now he cares about his legacy. He wants to be a Super Bowl winning wide receiver, right? That's the last little mantelpiece he can knock off before he goes to Canton, which he will. He's been that good of a wide receiver. I think we're going to truly find out if he means that, because we've heard people talk about, oh, I want to go to a winner, I want to go to a winner, and then they take the most money and they end up in Carolina for the Panthers and they don't do anything. So we're truly going to find out in this trade, because I think he's going to have more say than most people might get when they demand a trade like this in the middle of the season on where he ends up. And if he ends up with a team like the Commanders, if he ended up in Baltimore, I don't know how that could happen, but I know that they've been thrown out as a team that's interested. I think we're truly going to see where his head is at. Because, like, if he ends up in Pittsburgh, is that a title-winning team? I don't think so. If he ends up in New York, you're not a title-winning team. There's only a few places you can go to be a truly title-winning team.
Now, probably won't get traded in division, but and I don't know what the situation is there, but what about the Chiefs?
No.
No?
You can't give it to them.
They wouldn't do it.
I'm shocked that they got Worthy.
They wouldn't do it. The Chiefs need to kick. They need to say, "Yeah, you take our second round pick. Do it. Go." But why would the Raiders do it? You then help your in division rival, win their third consecutive Super Bowl, and make your life harder, and you got to play them twice. Yeah, I wouldn't do that, man. If you're the Chiefs, yeah, you probably should. But the Chiefs, they lose Rashee Rice to the ACL injury. That's brutal for them. If you're Vegas, no. Your fan base would turn on you in an instant.
Right.
In an instant.
And they're angry and not rational. They'll fight you. I've heard about those old Oakland games.
Do they fight each other? Go to Twitter during a Raiders game and you'll find all the fight videos, dude.
They show up dressed like Mad Max in Thunderdome, dude.
Yeah, it's like watching World Star Hip Hop on just hashtag Raider Nation during a game. It's what they do.
World Star was great in high school.
World Star! Hey, we got some college football leftovers. I've been diving into this and I've been looking at it more and more, and there is something that is happening that is unfathomable in the world of college football. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, 2:20 on your Tuesday afternoon. You know, Russ, this is a great song. This is an all-time, like, drive-in road-tripping song, too.
Absolutely.
What's the song?
Give Me Some Lovin', Spencer Davis Group. I like it. Some early Steve Winwood.
I like Steve. Sounds like a great guy.
I mean, there's a lot of things I give you a pass for, Ortner. I mean, and I'm questioning whether I should give you a pass on this.
On Steve Winwood? The greatness that is Steve Winwood? I'm sure I've heard the song before. I liked it. I'm pro that song. Yeah. That was not the Merlin Hanks of songs, or Merton Hanks, whatever his stupid name is.
Okay, let's get one thing clear here. It is Steve Winwood.
Yeah, like, that's what I said.
Yeah, you said wind. I heard a hard D in there.
You caught on to that one, did you?
I did catch on to that one. You need to dive in. Homework assignment for you. Just dive in a little bit to the catalog of Steve Winwood for us.
What else is popular by the
greatness? I feel like you'll do this.
Winwood.
When I was in college, I went to the... I went to ZZ Top in concert. Yeah.
That's a good
one. I was familiar with ZZ Top, but it got to the point where I went at the concert. I was like, oh, they sing this too? they sing this? Oh my gosh. Like, it was embarrassing for me in that moment to be like, I had no idea that they had this many bangers for me.
Leonard Skinnerd had that effect for me last summer. So this last summer, like, I always knew they had Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, you know that you saw like a fifth of Skinner though, right?
No, I never saw him. I just one day, like, I was.
Do they actually have any of their original members left?
I thought they had one.
I think a couple are still alive. Well, because I know there was a big plane crash. So the irony of it is, one of my all time favorite songs is Simple Man, but I had always heard the Shinedown version, and I was a big fan of the Shinedown version. And I was like, Simple Man, great song. And so I can't remember. I think my uncle got mad at me for being an idiot and being like, Simple Man's great. Shinedown, what do you mean Leonard Skinner has a version of this? So then I went through last summer and was just like, well, I guess I'm going to listen to their catalog. And they had a bunch of songs that I didn't realize that they had sang. And the ones that I didn't even know existed, like Tuesday's Gone. Tuesday's Gone is a great song.
Dude,
I love Skinner. When it's sunny, I'm going to listen to Skinner on the drive home.
Russ, you're right. I don't think that any of them are original anymore.
Yeah. Are they all dead?
Yeah.
Or have left the band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Is this like a Wolfgang Van Halen situation where now all the kids are in the band?
Right.
Yeah. Johnny Van Zant's in it, who is Ronnie Van Zant's kid, I believe.
The great, what's his character in Sopranos?
I'm drawing a blank too.
Ronnie's brother is Johnny Van Zant.
Wait, no, Stevie Van Zant.
No,
just the Sopranos guy.
Yeah, the Van Zant. Oh, so I just heard Van Zant, and I went, "That's the Sopranos guy. That's the number two to Tony."
He's in the E Street Band.
Oh, see, I knew he was in a band, and so when I heard Van Zant, I just went, "Oh, that's the Sopranos guy." I did not realize that there were multiple Van Zants.
No,
unlike Merton,
there's a lot of them. Man, it's actually a pretty common last name.
Van Zant.
Yeah.
Is this like there were multiple fans on the Mayflower?
Okay. Anywho's, great song there. Great song.
Yeah.
I like that in the rotator.
Absolutely.
All right. Silvio. I'm going to save you from yourself, Ortner, and save us all, to be quite honest. And we're going to go to college football again. We talked about Ashton Jeanty yesterday.
The greatness that is.
Dude, he is unfriggin' believable. So he had an unreal game this past weekend. Boy, by the way, and we need to keep reiterating it, the Oregon close win over Boise looks better and better with like every week that passes.
Yes,
because
it does.
Of what Ashton Jeanty is doing to teams left and right. And their offensive line doesn't get nearly enough credit for as good as they are because of the fact that it is Ashton Jeanty who is an absolute monster. But 26 carries for 259 yards and four touchdowns last week against Washington State. Unreal by Jeanty. Do you know what his season numbers are at this point?
It's 845, 13 touchdowns, and everyone on 82 carries. So he's averaging 10 yards a carry, a little bit over.
Yes.
And the part that's crazy is that everyone's like, wow, look at how great he's been through 4 weeks. He really hasn't played 4 weeks. He's played 3.5 because they pulled him against Portland State when he only had 100 yards on like 12 carries. He didn't even have a touchdown in that game. Portland State is the Ashton Jeanty stopper.
Okay. Ashton Jeanty has 82 carries, as you just said. He is the leading rusher in the country. Directly behind him is Iowa running back Caleb Johnson, who also has 82 carries. Where Jeanty has 845 yards, Caleb Johnson at 8.35 yards per carry has only 685. He's averaging almost, he's 8.35. It's 8 yards a carry, and he's nearly 200 yards behind Ashton Jeanty, okay?
And he's a good running back.
He's really good. Kyle Monagai from Rutgers, 97 carries, 589 yards, averaging 6 yards a carry. Very good. Very good. He's at 589. Jeanty is at 845 yards, okay? As if, like, he's lapping the field with running backs, that's one thing. Like, and what he's doing is absolutely incredible. Let's take this to quarterbacks, because his 845 yards would rank him 80th in passing in college football this year. He's nearly in the top half of quarterbacks in the FBS in passing, and he's a running back. Okay,
it's ridiculous.
He, as a running back, 845 yards.
Got more yards than Sluka.
He is only 19 yards behind 7th-ranked Penn State's quarterback, Drew Aller. For you, he's only thrown for 864 in four games. Genty has run for 845 yards. Okay,
if they would have let him stat pad against Portland State, would he be at 1,000 right now? Because I kind of think he would be.
Yeah, yes, he would be. Avery Johnson, the quarterback at Kansas State.
Oh, he's way ahead of him.
No, 879 yards Johnson has passing. Who's been like the toast of the town, right? He has more rushing yards than his quarterback, Maddox Madsen, has passing by 45 yards. Madsen has 800 yards passing. Jalen Daniels, Kansas quarterback, he has more rushing yards than Daniels has passing yards. He has more rushing yards than UCLA quarterback Ethan Garbers, Utah quarterback Isaac Wilson, who's played in 5 games this season, okay, and only has 830 yards passing. What he's doing is mind-blowing. It's truly mind-blowing what Ashton Genty is doing this year. Because if you take it to his touchdowns as well, the 8th leading passer for touchdowns this year in college football is Jackson Dart of Ole Miss. He has 13. Ashton Genty has 13 rushing touchdowns.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
He's so good, dude. He is so freaking good. And here's the thing. He's played the better defenses aside from UNLV and Oregon State that he's going to face. It's going to get easier.
If you go yards per attempt, 10.8 yards per attempt rushing for Ashton Genty, that would put him 6th in passing yards per attempt in college football this year.
He's unbelievable. I believe he's on pace to break Barry Sanders' all-time rushing record, like in a season, I believe, for both rushing yards and touchdowns.
Ashton Genty is turning into like a Mad Lib of what he's able to do. And think about what is looming, okay, on their schedule for Boise State. Utah State, Hawaii, Nevada,
State is rough.
Wyoming, okay?
Wyoming is rough.
If you look at it, it's very rough what they're going up against. If you look at teams against the rush this year in college football, Wyoming is 107th. Against the run.
Out of 130 teams?
Out of 134. Utah State is 115th against the rush this season. Those two teams are still on the schedule. He also has San Diego State on the schedule.
They got ran on by Oregon State.
104th nationally in rush defense this season. He's got Oregon State on the schedule. 95th against the rush this season. San Jose State, 85th against the rush. They haven't played Ashton Genty yet. They're gonna. And I cringe. Hawaii is actually pretty good. They're 57th nationally against the run.
When you watch him play, it's like watching the dad who takes the turkey bowl way too serious when he's playing the 4th and 5th grade boys.
Yeah.
He's faster than everyone. He's stronger than everyone. He has better vision than everyone.
Yep.
He is unbelievable right now. And look, I know a lot of people, I don't have a Heisman vote, shocker. I know a lot of people would say that it's Travis Hunter or after the last performance, Jalen Milroe. And I can't knock people for saying that. To me, it's what Genty's doing. And if he ends up being able to stay healthy, that's a big if, and he's got to keep performing at the same pace. Has to do it. I don't know how you don't give it to him if Boise State is in the playoff. Because he is your whole team.
Yep. And I like you look at it and you go, Travis Hunter and what he's doing from a snap standpoint, production standpoint on both sides of the ball, like big plays, Heisman moment. That Colorado State game was Heisman moment left and right for Travis Hunter.
Baylor game, yeah.
or yeah, but did I say Colorado State? I meant Baylor game where he has the fumble, forced fumble on the goal line, catches. I mean, he's playing an ungodly amount of snaps. The big unknown is how long can he withstand this?
He's getting banged up at the end of UCF.
That was in heat, in humidity, and before the game, everybody was talking on the big noon kick. Oh, this is different. Whether you could do this in Colorado, you can't do it in Orlando. Yep, he played 129 snaps against UCF. He had over 100 yards receiving. He came up with big plays left and right. I mean, I don't know if there's really much more you can say about how good Travis Hunter has been playing. And it's totally unfair to him. What may hurt him is the negative reactions to Deion Sanders and the way he handles things. And look, if they keep winning, then Travis Hunter is going to win the Heisman and should win the Heisman Trophy.
There's a path. Now, I would personally, if everything continues to go the way it has been going, I personally, like I said, I would vote for Gentee. I would not knock anyone for voting for Colorado, especially if they win that Big 12. Because right now it looks like the only Big 12 team that's going to get into the playoff is the champion. It feels like everyone is the same, and so they're going to beat up on each other. I mean, your Big 12 favorite already has one loss in the Big 12. Like, unless Iowa State keeps marching through, right, there's probably going to be a two-loss team that wins the Big 12. There's a path for Colorado. If they get in and he stays healthy through the whole thing, I wouldn't knock a single person for voting for him. He's a top five corner, top five wide receiver right now.
Yep. All right. Let's stay in college football. I have some Big Ten notes we didn't get to yesterday because we got a little bit derailed. Because the Big Ten is super fun right now. We were talking too much about Bama holding off Georgia in an all-timer of a game. Well, all-timer of fourth quarter. That was a great finish. Mm-hmm. But we have some Big Ten whip around that we can do after Rust with SportsCenter. All right, Big Will Betts.
What's up?
There's some in the Big Ten we didn't talk about yesterday.
Ooh.
Kurt Cignetti was right.
Dude.
He wins everywhere he goes.
Nine Windiana?
Dude, Indiana is an absolute monster this year. Who'd have thunk that about the Indiana Hoosiers?
Well, they took all of his great players at JMU, and he just said, I'm just going to take JMU, and we're going to move it over to Indiana. And they keep winning, and you look at their schedule, and all of a sudden, like, there's a world where they're, what, 9-0, 10-0 going to play Ohio State?
There is a world where that happens. I think that their schedule does ramp up significantly. They're 2-0 in Big Ten play. They're 5-0 for the first time since 1967. Think about that.
My dad was born.
Oh boy. 1967, they're 5-0
before my mom
for the first
born
time
too.
Since then. They've won all five games by double digits. That is something that Indiana hasn't done since 1905. Winning five, not just being 5-0, but winning those games by double digits. 1905.
They play good defense. They run the football well. They're a well-rounded team, and they get Northwestern this weekend.
They get Northwestern. They have, and then it ramps up, right? Yep. And Northwestern is—I know it's Northwestern. Nobody's talking about Northwestern being viable or being a program that has any semblance of staying power. But it's not a bad program by any means.
It's a cool relocated stadium for the time being.
It sure is.
Right on the water.
They're two and two. They're not a great team. And look, the schedule has broke their way to have this start. All right. Your first Big Ten game was against UCLA. We saw how bad UCLA is. But they beat them 42-13 in the Rose Bowl.
Right. On the road.
Big deal.
They played Maryland at home, and it was driving rain, and he was asking fans to show up to the game. And then afterwards he said, you guys did show up, and you stayed the entire damn time, and now go celebrate and have a good time. He just basically told them, party your asses off. And then he said, but remember, go to class.
Did you see like his initial email?
Yeah.
It's time to not study. It's time to not tailgate. It's time to not party. Show up to the game and then do the rest of it. Like, it's beautiful. Yeah. I love that he's an insane person, that he's like, you know what I need to do? I need to send a 5-paragraph essay to these students to come to my football game.
But you know what? That is what he's a culture builder. He's a culture builder, and you can see it. Some of these.
Builder.
What?
Cult. Build.
He's a but that's what all great coaches do, is they find a way to connect with their fan base and their players. And Indiana needs it more than any other program. Like, he's not taking over Alabama like Kalen DeBoer, or hell, he's not taking over UW like Kalen DeBoer did, where they got a passionate fan base, and you know they're going to come to games, right? And if you produce, they will show up. Indiana is a laughingstock and a doormat of Power Conference teams. But, I mean, they are. There's a lot of people that say, "What is Indiana doesn't deserve to be in the Big Ten, right? Well, Oregon State's done way more over the last 20 years than Indiana has in football.
Right.
And he said, all right, watch me. I win everywhere I go. And he is winning 5-0. I don't care if it's Western Illinois, Florida International, Charlotte, Maryland, UCLA, whatever. He's 5-0, and that's a really damn hard thing to do in Bloomington, Indiana. It's really cool. But they, after this week, after Northwestern, they get Nebraska, Washington, Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State.
Right.
Well, and there's going to be tough games. There's going to it's not going to be the schedule has broke their way early to start this. But a team that gets hot and team that gets confidence and momentum, they're scary as hell. And they have it right now. But it's a really fun story to kind of follow. Indiana football being good.
Right. Well, and it's a guy who finds a way to win in every spot. But not to be a Mike Francesa here, but as you go through that schedule, Nebraska, as good as Dylan Raiola has been, and I've watched like 3 or 4 of their games now because I bet on them.
Oh.
If you can get pressure on Raiola, those are the moments where he gets a little bit freshman-y, right? He looks more like a freshman quarterback and not the veteran that he's looked in the other situations. It's what Illinois did. And in those big moments, he faltered because there was pressure in his face. You're playing a UW team. They're better, I think, than what their record shows. You should have beat Rutgers, right? Mm-hmm. You're in it with WSU. If that defense can come up big and you can run the ball against them, which Indiana has had a very good rushing attack this year, all of a sudden you're playing Michigan State, Michigan, and Ohio State in 3 of your final 4 games. If you can get after Aiden Childs, he showed issues. All of a sudden, you're looking at a possible 2-loss, maybe even 1-loss Indiana team. You have a legitimate path in Indiana to make the CFP.
And no, come on.
You don't think that a 1-loss Indiana doesn't get in?
Well, a 1-loss Indiana team would mean that they make it to the Big Ten championship game, and they either lose there or they win the Big Ten championship, and then they're in.
Okay, so then a 2-loss team.
A 2-loss Indiana where your 2 losses are against the 2 best teams that you'll play? It depends on how convincing those are. Because the reality is, Michigan is down. They don't play Oregon. They don't play Penn State. They do play Ohio State.
They don't play USC.
Yeah. I mean, their schedule has broke their way very, very, very easily.
Don't play Illinois.
They're running the same problem that, like, you know, Ole Miss may run into, right? Mm. Where a 2-loss Ole Miss team, good luck, right? And they already suffered one of their losses. But people are talking about this preseason. Like, Ole Miss has a schedule that they played Georgia, right? And they have LSU and they have Oklahoma. They've already suffered one loss. If they have one more, people are like, I don't know about that. It depends on how the rest of the country goes. If you have a 1-loss Ole Miss team, they'll make it in. They'll do it.
Right.
They'll do it.
Well, yeah. I think some of it, too, also depends on what the other teams do. Like, if this Kentucky team all of a sudden turns into a Frisky team, the Ole Miss loss looks a lot worse. Like, or a lot better. I mean, you know, you start going through some of this. Going into the year, Nebraska didn't seem like a big loss early on, right? If you lose to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Now with how they've played, that's a big loss. So those are just important to think about, too.
We get it going here. We're sending you off to primetime. A little breaking news from the NFL about an hour ago. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right. We're putting a bow on this show today. I am down at Autzen Stadium hosting the show, as I do usually on Wednesdays, but this week with Oregon playing on what, Friday. Jeez, days are hard.
CTE.
Sure, we'll go with that. With the Ducks playing on Friday, everything sped forward. I had to come down a day early, so I'm down here. I'll be back in studio tomorrow. So will Danny. Danny will be back. He's at Portland Trailblazers opening day of training camp. So Will Ortner's been hanging out with me the last couple of days. We had a little breaking news happen in the 1 o'clock hour that is pretty interesting. Von Miller suspended for 4 games without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. And I had forgotten about this a little bit. Actually, no, I didn't. But I'd forgotten that the NFL was still investigating him for this.
Oh, this all comes back to the case from like a year ago or 2 years ago?
Yeah, when he assaulted his then pregnant girlfriend in November of 2023. And... yeah, he was not charged. He was arrested and booked for the assault, but the charges were never filed, and the NFL did their own investigation on it, and they found enough to suspend him for 4 games. So Von Miller of the Buffalo Bills will be out until October 28th when they play the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, of course.
Makes fun little factoid, too, that with him reworking his contract, the suspension will now only cost him about $333,000, whereas before it would have been $3.8
million. Oh, that...
wonder see, why he did
this
that.
Whole thing is even more shady, gross, and disgusting. Come on. You know, that makes me think less of the Buffalo Bills, too. You know?
They allowed him to rework it.
And they did it to help their cap situation, but my gosh... all right. Coming up next, we got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. They're back. They were off yesterday to do Seahawks football. It's prime time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. We'll see you Wednesday from noon to 3 right here on The Fan. I've got to ride like the wind to be free again. And I've got such a long way.
I will have to do my hip thrust game for the camera.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.